Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump tonight signed the pandemic relief package he had rejected last week, clearing the way for the resumption of employment benefits and averting a government shutdown this week. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports.
He had received a lot of pressure from lawmakers, from folks who had pointed out the millions of Americans that would be facing these dire circumstances. These are lawmakers from both sides of the aisle. In unemployment programs, for example, that expired yesterday, adding additional benefits. The eviction moratorium was set to expire Thursday, and then the government was looking at a possible shutdown tomorrow night.
NPR's Claudia Grisales. President Trump issued a statement that although he was signing the bill, he's demanding that Congress make some changes, including removing money for programs he doesn't want. He also wants Congress to increase the direct payments to most Americans from $600 to $2,000. Trump also said that both the House and the Senate have agreed to focus strongly on what he called very substantial voter fraud in the November 3rd presidential election. There is no evidence of that. Authorities in Nashville say they have partially solved the case of the Christmas morning bomber. They know he is Anthony Q. Warner and that he blew himself up in a fiery recreational vehicle explosion that devastated an historic downtown street. NPR's John Burnett reports.
It was by-the-book police work. Investigators identified the bomber by a combination of reviewing video from security cameras, following leads called in from the public, and matching DNA from human remains recovered at the blast site. And they're confident there were no accomplices, says Nashville Police Chief John Drake.
There is no indication presently that anyone else was involved in this crime. Nashville is considered safe.
Fortunately, only three people sustained minor injuries, thanks in part to police officers who quickly evacuated nearby apartment buildings. John Burnett, NPR News, Nashville.
Israel has entered a third nationwide lockdown to fight a surge of coronavirus infections. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Israelis are ordered not to go more than 1,000 yards from their homes, with some exceptions like exercise and limited work. Schools remain open. Israel's health ministry estimates the new restrictions will last about 3 weeks. Officials vow it will be Israel's last coronavirus lockdown because Israel is accelerating its COVID-19 vaccinations, starting with citizens of at least 60 years old. Israel is currently outpacing other countries on vaccinations. Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank do not have COVID vaccines yet, and it's unclear when they will. The Palestinian Authority is imposing nightly curfews, weekend lockdowns, and curbing travel between cities. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR News. State officials in California are expected to extend stay-at-home orders in the central and southern parts of the state as the number of coronavirus cases continues to rise. The restrictions were scheduled to expire tomorrow. California surpassed 2 million confirmed cases last week, the first state of the nation to do so. Guitar virtuoso Tony Rice has died. He was idolized by bluegrass and acoustic music fans for his impeccable playing and his baritone voice. Rice died on Christmas morning at the age of 69. NPR's Tom Cole has an appreciation.
Tony Rice could seemingly do it all, sing, compose, play spot-on rhythm, but his solos were jaw-dropping. Rice traveled a long road to get there. Born in Virginia, he got into bluegrass in L.A., came back east to play it, then burst into the spotlight in David Grisman's quintet back in California. The road took a toll on Tony Rice. He had to stop singing in the mid-1990s, and by 2015, tennis elbow forced him to stop playing his beloved Martin guitar. Tom Cole, NPR News.
A strong earthquake struck off the coast of southern Chile Sunday. The U.S. Geological Survey says it had a preliminary magnitude of 6.8. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.